I was expecting, you know, blisters and some swelling and maybe some lost toenails and that kind of thing. But my feet, it turns out, have way more attitude than I ever thought.
Welcome to Backpacker Radio, presented by The Trek. This is our seventh episode of our Trail Correspondent Series. I am your host, Zach Badger Davis, and the theme of today's episode is all about surprises. Thru-hiking is nothing if not an exercise in rolling with the punches. You can dedicate endless hours to reading hiker blogs, watching their YouTube videos, and listening to podcasts, much like this one, in an attempt to eliminate the element of uncertainty. But the truth is, everyone's experience is going to be different. You don't know what hand you'll get dealt in terms of the surrounding hikers, weather, injuries, gear failures, and so on. Something will catch you off guard. And that is the theme of today's episode. So, in an effort to keep these surprises, well, a surprise, I'm going to shut my mouth and let our hikers take the mic. Before I do, I just want to say that this is going to be a two-part episode. In today's show, you'll hear from our Appalachian Trail hikers. The next episode, you'll hear from the rest. Okay, here they are. Enjoy.
Okay, so what about this experience so far has surprised me? I definitely would have to say just how challenging the trail has been. I mean, everything from little boulders to big boulders to not being able to find the next blaze to 34 degrees one day, 89 degrees the next day. So the extremes of the trail, muddy, rocky, up, down. I mean, there's just been nothing consistent. Nothing. And I think that's kind of surprised me, that how much that has taken its toll on me, you know, physically, but also mentally and emotionally. Another thing to note that has surprised me is I really thought I would have a lot more kind of solitude, and that is just not the case. Maybe during the day when I'm hiking, but I'm so focused on not spraining my ankle with each step because of the terrain, that I'm not really like in my mind the way I wanted to be in my mind, you know. I don't know if that will make sense, but I really wanted more time to kind of just process a lot of stuff I've been wanting to process, and I've been too busy kind of just surviving the trail. So that's a little disappointing. And then also, there's just no such thing as spending an evening by yourself in a shelter, that's for sure. So it's been kind of, for me, I tend to be kind of a loner. But that being said, you know, I have really enjoyed every person I've met and talked to. And so that's been a good thing, right? To kind of push me outside my comfort zone. I mean, because I'm the kind of person who can be content alone, tenting, never talking to anyone. So I'm really glad that I have decided to stay in shelters as much as possible and get to know people coming through. And I'm glad I've done that. That's been really fun. And so I guess that was surprising to see how this trail has kind of got me out of my little shell, if you will. So yeah, this is Liberty. Have a great day, guys.
Hey, what's up, you hooligans? It's your boy, IB Tat, a.k.a. Backtrack, a.k.a. F-Bomb, a.k.a. Stifler, a.k.a. Potty Mouth. Coming at you live from the Sassafras Gap Privy. About 16 days in now. I think it's day 16. I lost fucking track. But anyway, we just came out of the NOC yesterday, and I destroyed that fucking jalapeno burger they got there at the restaurant, and woke up this morning and fucking nature called right away. I had to crawl my happy ass out of my warm sleeping bag, climb up a fucking hill to this goddamn privy, but it's not too bad. I've been rating the privies along the way, and I gotta do a full review of this one yet, but I'm just trying to take care of business first. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about some of the things that have surprised me thus far on the trail, being 2 weeks in. I guess the main thing is I'm surprised how quickly my body recovers. It has been recovering. I mean, once I hit about the 10-mile mark for the day, my heels start screaming. I haven't had any blisters, but my heels tend to be hurting. But I'll fucking sit down for 5 minutes. I feel like a crippled old man. And then I wake up in the morning and I feel like I can run a marathon. It's pretty goddamn insane how quickly I'm recovering. I haven't taken one ibuprofen yet. I figured I'd be eating those things like fucking Skittles, but yeah, they're still sitting in my pack. I haven't touched one of them, so I'm pretty damn impressed considering all the garbage I've been putting in my body. I don't think I've eaten one green thing, unless you count a green M&M, since I've been on the trail. Nothing but fucking pure garbage, but I think a lot of people out here are doing the same damn thing. My hiking partner, Handstand, she thinks she's doing good by eating fucking salads when we get to town, but I don't think it's doing her damn thing good. I guess if my body starts telling me, yeah, then I'm, you know, if I gotta shit like 5 times a day, then maybe I should probably eat something green. But I'm gonna, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I ain't fucking stopping yet right now. I guess another thing that surprised me thus far is the solitude I'm getting. Yeah, I hike with my hiking partner all day, but we're pretty much alone. I mean, when I thought about coming out here in early April, I thought it'd be just a shit show of people. But generally speaking, we hike together all day long and don't see a hell of a lot of people, which is crazy to me. I mean, the shelters, yeah, can get pretty crazy at night sometimes, but we tent up anyway. We're both tenters. We don't really care for shelters. We had to stay in one shelter. A couple days ago, we had that fucking snowstorm. We ended up taking a zero at one because it was just ice and snow up here. It was pretty insane. But yeah, we pretty much hike alone all day, which is awesome. When I came out here by myself, I didn't know if I'd fit in with a group or get a hiking partner or whatever. I came out here mainly for the solitude, but I enjoy hiking with Handstand all day. We get along really well. But I also get the solitude because, you know, we're hiking pretty much 10 to 15 miles a day right at this point, and we pass maybe 5 people throughout the day. It's crazy to me. I thought it'd just be a shit show of fucking people, but that's been a pleasant surprise. Another thing that's kind of surprised me, I guess, I don't know if it's so much a surprise, but when you're researching this hike and you're looking at gear and you get caught up in all the reviews and all that shit, you kind of think, what are these assholes going to think about my gear? Did I make the right picks? Are they going to make fun of my fucking trowel that I'm carrying? What about, you know, the size of this or the fucking shoes I'm wearing? But, and you hear a lot of that shit on the forums, but once you get on this fucking trail, every goddamn hiker is nothing but positive attitude every single day. I mean, these 3 hikers look brutal. We all stink. We got blisters. I don't, like, luckily, but some of these fuckers' feet are gnarly as hell, but they always got a goddamn smile on their face. And that's because we get up every morning, all we gotta do is hike every single day. We get to look at these awesome views, rain, snow, sleet, whatever. Everybody's got a positive goddamn attitude out here, and nobody judges your fucking gear. I've seen fuckers out here with 110 liter packs carrying everything but the kitchen sink, and hey, more power to them. This fucker's still getting into the shelter at night in the same shelter I made it to. I might get there a little quicker, but the fucker's still motoring up the mountain. So it's just awesome, the attitude of people out here. I mean, through hikers are kick-ass. As shitty, as homeless as we look and as smelly as we are, everybody's helping each other out. You know, I've been hauling a knife around for the last couple of days of some gal that left it in the shelter, hoping that I'll come across here at a shelter at some point so I can give it back to her. You know, that happens all the time around here. People leave stuff behind. People pick things up on the trail, and eventually you're hiking with these same people for, you know, a week or two. You run into each other, and then you give them back their gear, and they're like so fucking grateful. It's just the positive attitude of these thru hikers is just awesome, and I'm not so much surprised about that because I know how badass hikers are, but it's a welcoming attitude to this trail, considering you see a lot of fucking weekenders and people on forums and shit bitching at each other back and forth about gear and whatnot. All that shit doesn't fucking matter out here. We're the fuckers that are out here putting in miles every day. We're the fuckers out here eating garbage food and not showering for days on end. And we're the happiest goddamn people out here. It's just fucking awesome. I absolutely love this whole environment. And I guess that's all I got to say about that. Well, I got to get out of this privy. My business here is done. By the way, Sassafras Gap Privy, I haven't done a full review yet, but Privacy level's decent. It's covered from the shoulders, so nobody can see a shit. Somebody might be hearing me record this podcast right now waiting in line, but that's why I want to wrap this up. Graffiti is not a lot on here. Usually I like reading the graffiti in these privies, but this one must be fairly new or re-sanded, so there's not much. I've seen a lot of dick pics on privies, which are subpar. A lot of awesome quotations, but I'll follow up with the next privy and the next podcast. But I'm rambling at this point. I'm going to get back in my tent, get some coffee, throw the shoes on and get on down the fucking trail. So this is your boy, IB Tat. We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.
It's Faking Goat recording from a little bit before the 400-mile mark in Tennessee. Finally left North Carolina behind for good earlier today after crisscrossing the border between North Carolina and Tennessee for the last 100 miles or so. And you've got just me tonight. I'm in a little stealth site with no other hikers around. And I'd say if one thing has surprised me a little bit about this trail, it's that even though the AT is classically seen as the social trail, for me this is probably the least social in terms of not really having anybody that I'm hiking with or that classic trail family experience. It was one of the things I liked most about the previous trails, falling in with sometimes unlikely groups of hikers and having that experience of a trail family. I never stuck with the same people from beginning to end on either of the previous trails, but did have groups form along the way and enjoyed getting to know the people around me. Here, there have been tons of people. I am definitely within the hiker bubble. If there is one on the AT, it seems like the bubble has been pretty much constant from start to finish, even though it's been different people every day. But I really haven't run into anybody more than twice. Most people out here are doing 10 to 15 miles a day, maybe a bit more. You know, you'll occasionally hear people doing 18, 19 mile day, but I'm averaging about 25. So I meet people every day, talk with them, and generally don't see them again. Hopefully, as I get into Virginia, people are going to be picking up the pace and maybe at least start leapfrogging with some others. But I knew that this would potentially be part of that experience in trying to do a faster through hike with that 100-day goal in mind. There's also still a long way to go, so we'll see how things are shaping up over the next couple weeks and months out here on the AT. It's well past hiker midnight now at 9:40, and so I'm going to sign off, going to be drifting off to the sound of rain pattering on my tent, which if you've heard any background noise in this, that's probably what it was. It's been pretty rainy the last couple days. When that part comes as no surprise, I always heard the AT was a pretty wet trail, and that has certainly proven true in my 3 weeks out here so far. I actually think there's been more days of rain in those first 3 weeks than there were in the entirety of my PCT or CDT hikes. And while I don't love the rain, it's you know, it's part of the experience. And one thing that I do really love about through hiking is that I've become a lot more stoic on trail. And you just kind of learn to deal with the conditions as they are and accept them. You know that some things are outside of your control, and so there's no sense complaining or being upset. You just have to take it for what it is and keep going and try and find what's good in the moments that you're living out here, because you're choosing to be on trail. You're taking essentially a extended vacation from your regular life, and so even when conditions are less than ideal, you can still be out having a good time. Anyways, with that, I'm gonna sign off for the night. Catch you guys next time.
Hey guys, this is Floss with Backpacker Radio checking in again. I am here on what is wrapping up my 15th day out here, looking from the south side of Fontana Dam. We had a bit of a
a bit of a turnaround today because the campsite that we wanted to stay at ended up being closed, and the next one was too far to go, and they're kind of particular about staying at official sites in the Smokies, so ended up only being about 1.5 miles hike today, so a bit frustrating. Things that have surprised me out here. I think one of the things that's been most surprising probably is my mindset. I can sometimes be a bit negative and down on myself. And when a challenge presents itself, I'll tend to bail pretty easy if it hits me too hard. But, you know, I think because this is such a big goal for me, that it's been pretty easy to push through. And I don't know if I was expecting that to happen straight away. I thought maybe it might take me a little while, and I thought I was going to have, like, maybe the first few weeks be pretty tough on me and really have to battle it out. But it feels like I've been out here for months now, you know, and I've only been here 2 weeks. I guess that's pretty surprising, too. It feels the routine has set in so quickly. I've made some real close friends with this little trail family that I got going on. Which has been equally surprising. I mean, it's been a lot of things that have surprised me, to be honest. I mean, even anecdotally, almost stepped on a rattlesnake about a week ago. But yeah, the whole thing is going pretty well. And I'm feeling strong. And that's come on quite quick. I guess the main overarching theme here is that how quickly it's taken for me to adapt. And I thought that would take quite a long time to happen. But, you know, my mind's in it. My body's starting to really feel like it's getting to the point where I can start banging out some big miles. And I guess, you know, sitting here looking at the Smokies on the other side of the water here is kind of going to be the challenge that really tests that. Because before I got out here, I was always like, right, 3 weeks. 3 weeks are going to absolutely suck, and then you're going to be fine. But these first 2 weeks, while I haven't been doing the 15-mile averages that I wanted to be doing, it's been fun. And, you know, while the ups and downs, you know, you're going up a mountain and it hurts and it burns and you're thinking, oh, can I do this? Or, oh, you know, was this a good idea? Should I have come out here? Is this, you know, is this 5 to 6 month idea that I'm going to be out here for, was that the best of ideas? Then you get to the top and you immediately forget, like, all of those bad thoughts that you had. It's like, oh, I guess I just got a flat bit and a downhill to go, and I'll just bang out a couple more of those for the day. So, yeah, the positivity is surprising as well. But yeah, everything is knocking me for a loop. So, yeah. But yeah, this is Floss signing off. See you later.
This is Sassafras recording live from the trail while I'm soaking my feet before curling up in my hammock for the night. There have been a ton of things that have surprised me on trail, but probably the biggest thing has been the fact that my feet have become like alien life forms. They have way more attitude than they've ever had. They're definitely way bigger than they've ever been. I developed a condition called Morton's neuroma that basically is a pinched nerve. It's like carpal tunnel for your feet. It's not fun. I don't recommend it. And all of that's been way more than I was expecting. I was expecting, you know, blisters and some swelling and maybe some lost toenails and that kind of thing. But my feet, it turns out, have way more attitude than I ever thought. So much so that I've actually named them now. So my right foot is called Zora and my left foot is called Gaston. And Zora tends to be the bossier one, and Gaston seems to make a lot of noise, but at the end of the day, really isn't that big of a pain. other things that have surprised me about trail. So I'm not totally antisocial in non-trail life, but I'm not the most extroverted person, and it's been amazing to me how much I love most of the people on trail, and how easy it is to connect with people, how fast it is to have really authentic, real conversations with folks. It's not every single person you meet on trail, but it's amazing when you spend time hiking with somebody, you know, the amount of detail about your life or their life that you end up sharing. And it kind of cuts through all that small talk, chit-chat, BS that we all have in kind of non-trail life. So for me, those have been the two biggest surprises on trail. And I hope y'all are having a great day. And it is a beautiful day to be on trail.
Also known as Drug Mama. We are sitting here at mile 302 in a large meadow just past Jerry's cabin shelter. We have a beautiful fire going, and it's supposed to get down to about 43 degrees tonight. We have Lo-Fi with us. Say hello. Saw dude. We have Romeo.
Hello.
And we have Honey.
Hey.
We are here to talk about the thing that has surprised us most in the last 300 miles. You want to take it off, Lo-Fi?
Absolutely not.
Okay, you want to take it off, Romeo?
I told you I wasn't prepared for this.
All right, let's go, honey.
Definitely surprised about how thick my thighs aren't yet.
Yeah, you've got a lot of hunting.
Day 31, still don't have thick thighs.
One of his potential trail names at one point was Lil Bones, but we could not get him to accept it for some odd reason.
And he didn't accept Fat Tom either.
Yeah. I prefer Fat Tom.
Thick Tom. Okay, what else has surprised us on the trail?
Surprised at how much I enjoy eating trash garbage food.
Really?
Yep. I like cooking a lot at home, and I used to chastise my roommate for eating ramen noodles every day, and that's some full circle karma, y'all.
Yeah.
Now I'm eating ramen and mashed potatoes every single day.
Without a break.
Yeah.
Like, this is it.
Yeah.
It's like fourth ramen bomb of the day. Trail food. She could not wait to get into town to eat salads and vegetables because she wasn't packed. She actually packed out a whole thing of broccoli. But I, you know, have had a hard time in terms of trail food just because I don't like sweets, and it feels like that's all that goes around on the trail is either like tuna or sweets, and it's not my style.
Yo, honey buns.
Tuna every day, baby. All day. Mercury poisoning.
I had Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal bars for breakfast.
That was pretty good, actually.
Those are next level.
Who had the green apple Pop-Tarts?
Oh, no.
Those are surprisingly good.
That was your big surprise of the trail, is that green
I
apple.
I liked them. They wouldn't even try them.
Looks like nuclear waste.
That is strange.
It tastes as good as it looks.
So far from God's light, dude.
I'm in the shadows, dang. But they're so tasty.
Jolly Rancher Pop-Tarts should never have existed.
No way.
That's like Shrek purple ketchup, dude.
Oh.
That's true, though.
Yeah, I don't know what purple ketchup never has to have do existed. Shrek. That is, okay. Yeah.
We're straying from the conversation.
Oh, that's okay.
One surprising thing for me was how I was able to make friends, and
you have friends?
Yes. I have friends. Second trail family.
Oh, dang.
She's like, not first option, just so you remember. Yes.
I had to take 3 days. I think I've said it before, but, you know, I get a little anxiety in terms of making friends, and was kind of excited to see what the trail would bring me, and a lot of people are so vastly different, yet we all have the same goal in mind, so it's pretty easy to bond over. Even the ultralighters who are trying to push 25 miles a day are the same as the, you know, people who are pushing 8 and really looking forward to Katahdin. So it's been easy to make friends. But what's also really surprising is how easy it was for me to transition to this lifestyle, just because I have such a large support group at home, that I feel like while they are so far from me, that, you know, they're with me in spirit, and it's been an easy transition. Anyone?
That doesn't really do it for me.
No?
My friends are being very kind, and some of them email me, and some of them text me every once in a while, but I find myself thinking less and less about them. At first, I didn't quit because I'd be damned if I'd go home in 2 weeks and be like, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So I was like, I'm going to give it at least a month, and I'm not going to quit on a bad day. And so far, that's just been working out fine. But
for 300 miles?
Yeah. So I think, honestly, I think the hardest part's over as far as missing home and all of the changes that I expected to be hard but were much harder than I anticipated. Because of the whole, like, tribe mentality thing that I have. Like, I like having a close group of friends, and trail families are sort of like that. Mm-hmm. They can be like that. I definitely feel more like that with second trail family than my first one. But not to throw shade on anybody. But
it's hard to form deep bonds in the first couple weeks.
Right.
Lo-fi, what's something deeply profound and surprising that you've experienced in the last 300 miles?
My transition was pretty easy. I remember I was in my tent the third night, and I was like popping a blister, and I was thinking about how easy I went from sitting in an office and on my couch all the time to living in the woods. So I don't know, it felt pretty easy, it felt pretty natural. I haven't had any big problems or anything yet. We've had like one day that I would consider bad. That was the day in the Smokies.
Oh,
that sucked. But
I think the Smokies are a little rough for everyone.
Yeah.
Honestly, we lucked out.
We got pretty lucky.
Yeah, we lucked out.
Even the second day wasn't even really bad.
I had a day of snow, a day of sleet, and then bronchitis. So
yeah, that's a rough
day. Gotcha there.
I had a little bit of a rough time in the Smokies.
But I don't know. I was worried about my transition before I came out here because I was like, man, I did like a ton of shakedown hikes and stuff leading up to it. But like the month before I left, I was like just sitting on my couch, playing Xbox,
yeah, I didn't
eating
do
Taco Bell every day.
Oh, no, I didn't train for Jack.
Yeah. So I did like a little trail running and stuff, but nothing crazy. So
I like to call myself Couch to Katahdin.
Yeah, basically. I was a little worried initially when I came out. I was like, man, yeah, right. I really didn't do anything for this. But
you're such a fibber, dude. You're an avid hiker. My God. It's only relatable if it's true. You're like, oh, I've hiked all of Georgia, and oh, yeah, and all of North Carolina. Oh, yeah, and the Grayson Highlands. Oh, yeah, and Katahdin 3 times.
No,
oh, yeah.
No, that wasn't me. I didn't hike Katahdin. Another big surprise for me is how not okay I am with the grime, because I have done extensive backpacking in my, you know, earlier days. I was okay with the filth and the dirt because I knew a shower was soon, but when it comes to being 6 days without a shower and I can't comb through my hair, it gets to me a little bit.
Oh, no, I love the dirt.
Yeah, honestly, I like having a nice patina on.
I know, dude. I look at my hands, and they're all dirty and sweaty, and I'm like, man, I look like a young George Clooney.
Also, your tan lines, I think, are actually dirt lines. You're not
nope.
Tan. If anyone asks, tan.
Anything else on big surprises?
I'm surprised I haven't seen a bear yet.
Yeah.
I've seen one.
I can't believe I haven't.
Because they're not.
They don't
probably
exist.
Probably because they're fake.
Oh, man.
Bears are not
is
real.
Is out, concerned? Bears are snakes.
I saw one bear, and it was towards the end of the Smokies. I was hiking in a stupid fashion. I had both headphones in. I was jamming out to some 80s pop.
She hears a gentle quad.
And I saw a bear drop from a tree and run down the ridgeline, and it stopped me dead in my tracks. I took my headphones out for the rest of the day. But, you know, it was just like a very brief moment that I saw a bear. I'm really more afraid of the mice than the bears.
I don't think I've had any incidents with mice.
I've heard a mouse in a shelter one time, and I do this almost every night. It's probably the worst thing that I do is I'm like, okay, I have all my stuff hung, and then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, oh, cool, there's a protein bar in my side pocket. I've killed us all.
I've killed us all.
And somehow I haven't had a problem with mice yet, so I don't know.
Well, there's people that have like completely empty packs and they hang all their food, and then they get like mice that burrow into their pack. Mm-hmm. Like Peppermint, I know, had an issue. Thor had one eat into his tent, and like they had nothing in there. And like I'm the one that leaves like a cough drop in my hip belt, and nothing happens.
Well, that mouse is just helping them be a little more UL.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little shave a couple ounces.
Shave a couple of ounces. Shave a couple of miles off your entire 6-month hike.
Next thing you know, you'll be sprinting down those downhills.
I saw a warning in a privy though that said, "Don't throw trash." In the privy, because what the mice eat in here comes back to your tent.
It does.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Yum.
What's Noro between mice friends?
Mice friends, yeah, they can check. Human friends, immunity.
Yeah.
As long as you have the power of friendship, Noro will not.
Side advisory, that's not true. So, Noro's a thing. Wash yourself.
Yeah, that's an inside joke. I apologize for not specifying.
We will be signing off at mile 302 in a beautiful meadow. Say bye, guys.
Good night.
That's all she wrote. As previously mentioned, the next episode will be the second part of the biggest surprises from the trail with our remaining hikers. We hope to have that released sometime within the next week. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so through our Patreon page at patreon.com/backpackerradio. As always, this will be linked to in our show notes. Supporting through Patreon helps us to release these podcasts more frequently, as well as gives you access to exclusive content like our monthly video bonus show. Other ways to support the show include leaving us a review on iTunes, subscribing to us on iTunes, and sharing your love for this podcast through the tubes of the internet. You can follow us on social at Backpacker Radio on Instagram, at Backpacker Pod on Twitter, and on Facebook by searching Backpacker Radio. Okay, thanks for listening, and happy hiking.